I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Chinese admiral vows Beijing won't be isolated. A senior Chinese military official today rejected the U.S. Defense Secretary's assertion made the previous day that Beijing faces erecting a great wall of self-isolation if it continues with provocative militarization of disputed islets in the South China Sea. Admiral Sun Jiang of the People's Liberation Army said, quote, "We were not isolated in the past. We are not isolated now. We will not be isolated in the future," end quote. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking to reporters in Mongolia today, said Washington would consider any Chinese establishment of an air defense zone over the South China Sea to be a provocative and destabilizing act. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton will be among those who will deliver eulogies at the funeral Friday of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday at age 74 from complications of Parkinson's disease. Residents of Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, signed a book of condolences at the Ali Center. Hamza Shah was among them.
As a Muslim, I think it's definitely important for us that we have such a person in the respected world of that's known to everybody, that gives us a good image. With the stuff going on these days, most of the time you see in the media, there's a bad image of Muslims. The one person that we can definitely get a good image of was Muhammad Ali, and he portrayed what the real Islam is.
Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, became a Muslim early in his career, in which he won three heavyweight boxing titles. President Barack Obama likened the firebrand Ali to Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King Jr. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Syrian army continues to move into the northern province of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State militants fighting in Syria and neighboring Iraq. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian troops have reached the administrative border of Raqqa province, backed by Russian airstrikes. Russia's Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov today said Russia and the U.S. could have worked better together to find a resolution to the conflicts in Syria.
The agreement on the cessation of hostilities in Syria was put into effect by Russia-United States joint statement of 22nd February 2016. However, Russia and the United States could have done more to settle the situation in Syria, and there is scope to do more in combating international terrorism in other regions. There are many areas where we could undertake joint efforts, yet our proposals on cooperation remain unanswered.
Antonov spoke at the security summit known as the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Today, as it has in previous years, Iran denounced a recent U.S. State Department report that identified the country as the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman instead charged that U.S. ally Saudi Arabia was the real leader in funding terrorist activity. The U.S. State Department published its latest annual report Thursday, in which it said Iran increased its support of Palestinian militants in Gaza last year and supported Hezbollah fighters trying to bolster the government of Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Swiss voters have rejected a plan that would have guaranteed a basic monthly income to the whole population, whether people work or not. Lisa Schlein reports the referendum was rejected by nearly 77% of the voters.
Under the proposal, which was put forward by an independent citizens group, adults would receive about $2,500 from the government every month, and children about a quarter of that amount. Foreigners who have been legal residents for at least 5 years, as well as all Swiss citizens, would have been eligible for the stipend. Supporters claim the plan would eradicate poverty. They say it would not cost as much as opponents fear because existing welfare payments would be cut. But the initiative garnered little or no support from most of the political parties, the government, and population. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Muslims around the world are preparing to observe the holy month of Ramadan, which is expected to begin late today or Monday, depending on the first sighting of the new moon. The faithful are expected to spend the month fasting during daylight hours and spending more time in prayer and study of the Quran. They are supposed to avoid bad habits and indulgences such as smoking. Reporting from Washington, this is Susan Yawkey. And we'd like to invite you to visit our website anytime you want the latest news. You can find us at VOA.